Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Stop the presses. More big news with Carolina Athletics. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Now that UNC has responded to the amended notice of allegations and Lou Margolis has told us the Tar Heels should forfeit every victory back to the choo-choo justice era, Bubba's staff has been working on some more really important stuff this summer, hoping to increase attendance or concession revenue. Not sure which, the athletic department released its new policy about bringing food into Olympic sports venues while announcing the price of concessions had been reduced dramatically. Let's see. Junior hot dogs and soft drinks can now be purchased for $1 at softball, baseball stadium, Fetzer Field, and Carmichael Arena. Don't be running out to buy your season passes to all these sports just yet. Bottomless popcorn, Papa John's pizza, and Bojangles Chicken Supremes will still cost you $7 or $8. There was actually a release sent out about these new prices, along with news that we can now bring our own food into most Tar Heel games that aren't football and men's basketball. But there are restrictions, mind you, when packing up your picnic basket, such as food items should be wrapped, bagged, or left inside a container. Food containers must be soft-sided and small enough to fit under the spectator's seat or the 20 empty seats next to you. Non-glass and non-alcoholic beverages, 20 ounces or less, and factory sealed, and soft-sided coolers with plastic liners removed are permitted. I repeat, no plastic liners. And my personal favorite of the new policies, food that might be thrown as a projectile must be sliced or sectioned, such as oranges, apples, and other fruits. Cut out this list and put it on your refrigerated door now. By the way, UNC will have members of the ROTC there to determine what is a food projectile, and event management will ask that you return said projectiles to your vehicle or be discarded, meaning tossed in the garbage, not be accepted for storage. The release said, "We hope these changes will encourage our fans to attend more events and support our fantastic student athletes and teams." And P.S., the NCAA can still go to hell. This is Art Chansky. See you.